All right, Benny Bloss, Vegas SMX. How much money did you win overall in the series, do you think? What around?
I think 34 or 35 grand.
Okay, not too bad.
I'm very happy with that. Definitely need it.
We had some ups and downs in the whole series, but overall I thought you rode pretty well.
Yeah, honestly, the motos, I felt really good. I went 12-12-13 overalls. Mm-hmm. So I came in feeling super unprepared, so yeah. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, you said last week you were stoked on your riding last week, right? Even though, like you said, the first one, you went down early. But
yeah, definitely. In this week, too, I was really happy with the first moto. I was a little bummed. Barsha got me with, like, two or three to go. I just didn't have the speed that he did. But the second moto, I felt terrible. I really never felt like I had any speed. Yeah. But, I mean, it is what it is.
What did you think of the track?
I thought it was cool, I guess, like, to ride.
Yeah.
Not awesome to race at all. Like, I thought last week was kind of hard to pass, and this week was way worse. Just super fast, too. It's very one-lined. I don't know.
I thought the sand was going to turn out really good, but I guess you really couldn't get close because then you get blasted, right?
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing last week that I thought the sand was good. That right-handed corner before the mulch section, there was, like, it was pretty even inside and outside, so you could make a pass where the sand here is... One of them was wide open, and the other one was just one line. So, not the worst track I've ever rode, not the best.
Right. Yeah, it feels like the whole SMX thing to me is keep waiting for a bit more in me, you know? I don't know.
But, yeah, definitely. I think the drag strip stuff is just kind of hard to make the track passable, you know? But
I haven't seen a great drag strip track. Right.
Yeah. Also, really hope Chase is okay.
Yeah.
That was... wild riding by that every lap.
Yeah, I didn't sound too good. Tomorrow, 5.5 favorites over the Giants. How are we feeling?
I feel good.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm bummed about the first bit of the series for them, but, you know.
Wow. Russ is on a roll right now.
Russ is on a roll right now, but it's the Chiefs. Okay. Come on.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
Feel good, though?
Yeah. Feel good.
To cover?
Or we're just...
I don't pay attention to that.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, hey, listen, good series for you. Too bad about your teammate today. He got hauled off in the LCQ thing. Oh, let me talk to you about that. All we heard was bitching about the LCQ guys last few years. They don't want to do it. McAdoo, Phil, blah, blah, blah. Did you feel like it helped you at all to help you in the main? Because, look, they were pretty easy for you to get in. But was it a benefit, or would you still say, no, fuck those things, that you shouldn't be in them?
I mean, I wasn't a fan of it. I understand the whole, like, having to race them thing, but – I went 12-12-13, and I had to race the LCQ every weekend, which I think is a tad bit ridiculous.
So it didn't help you?
Like, no, I don't think so. But honestly, the thing that makes me most upset about it is Supercross, you get 17 chances at points, where outdoors you get 22.
Yeah.
And I don't believe there's a single person in these pits that thinks that Supercross isn't the premier series.
Right.
Supercross should count more. I think they should do SMX points for outdoors should be overall only.
I just think it should be. I think it should be your best 17 to match Supercross.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that too. It's just, I get they want guys to go to outdoors, but like, I don't have a choice, right? Like, I ride for a team, we only do a couple outdoors, and I completely understand why. It's super expensive, and it's, you know, you ruin the bikes. I understand where they're coming from. I think that it could be done better. Also, I think it would be really cool if we're gonna have such a long day on Friday, just do the wild card race on Friday. Have the wild card guys, the two free practices, make those the qualifiers for the gate picks for that. Because,
right.
Like, I find it a tad bit ridiculous that you can, because I think Ty Masterpool did this, qualify first, and the best gate pick that he could get is, like, 15th or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah, right. With 9 going in, you get higher, but yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So, I don't know. 250 racing was sick.
I was hoping to maybe try to get a guy to say the wild card races helped him out, but I'm not getting that.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I think they could if they did it a certain way, but I don't want to be in it, obviously, but, you know, it is what it is.
Go Giants.
Yep.